This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Dan Gagliardo is in studio. Sean Lavin will follow at 10:30. Dan, welcome back to 500 Corporate Parkway.
It's great to be here, Joe. Thanks for having me.
I could only imagine. I know how I get, and I'm not a candidate. I'm just someone who a political nerd, and I know how I feel with 2 days to election day. This has been going on for a while now, Dan. How do you feel the final Sunday before we get a result?
It's just about 290 days that we've been campaigning. And yesterday I finished all of my doors and I hit 12,008 doors.
Wow.
And I'm looking forward to Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it being over. But it's been a great experience.
When you look back on the campaign, you know, you said over 12,000 doors. What are you hearing from the residents? You know, it's not like you know these people when you go knock on their door. What are they saying? What are you hearing from them when it comes to Amherst?
There's a few things. People are talking about their taxes and about Westwood. But one of the things that they've brought up to me most recently is the fact that we've run a really clean campaign. We've been very respectful. We've done that. And the other side has not been that way, but that's okay because we have facts on our side. So people have been very engaged. And I'll tell you, people are coming out. They're excited. I feel the change in the air. So it's been good. It's been real good.
You know, when people say, well, we're angry, fed up. And I think a lot of people try to make that out to people like, you know, red in the face and spit coming out. But no, they want, you know, are you hearing what people want is just something different, something new, something that hasn't been Amherst, let's be honest, since I was in high school.
They want transparency, Joe, yeah, is what they want. They want to be able to believe what you're telling them. And that hasn't happened over the last 8 years. Our biggest issue that we find out there today is that people don't feel like they're informed. And what we're trying to do and what we've tried to do in this campaign is just do that. Make sure people understand what happened over the last 8 years. You know, your taxes went up 40%. We had an 11.4% tax increase in 1 year. I mean, like, they know that because they feel it in their pocketbooks. So people have been very engaged to say, you know, they've had their chance. Now we need something else. And I think that they appreciate the upfrontness that the campaign has had. We have put out our positions quite often in the B out there because we want people to know what we're going to do.
Right.
We have to do that.
You know, Westwood's obviously been the center point for a while of this election. And, you know, I think people misunderstand the importance of the message that is. And I'm going to ask Sean Lavin this exact same question. But, you know, I think, and you could, what people are saying is, and you said it, transparency, people are saying, we just feel like we're not being heard. You know, regardless if it goes or not, we feel like we weren't, we, the voters, the taxpayers, the higher taxpayers, have not been heard during this administration.
And I want to just, I'm glad you asked the question. So I want to make sure it's perfectly clear out there. First of all, we're not, I'm not in favor of a park or a golf course. I'm not. I believe it's because they were not transparent about this. So we can't develop on that property. It should stay a golf course. That's it. What we are fighting is the fact that we paid $7.8 million and we never went out to see if anybody would give us any money for that. Number two, procedurally, they did a lot of things wrong. That is what we're fighting because they voted, they recused themselves in the last vote. So all of this noise that people talk and they say this negative stuff, oh, we don't want to park. That's not true. It's just like people saying, oh, you're going to cut jobs. You're going to do. Of course, I'm not going to cut jobs. I'm going after patronage jobs. I want to find out those things. So this misinformation that occurs is not, you know, this is the problem. Just be upfront and honest about what you've done and answer those questions. That's the most important thing.
Obviously, in Amherst, after the last election, the last local election, the 11.4 tax increase was big news. And again, they waited till after an election, not supervisor election, but there were things up for vote. If you were to win on Tuesday, what does the tax future look like for the Amherst taxpayer?
We need to, first of all, remember the first year is their budget. So we need to go in there and look at that. We need to make sure that we're going to go look at expenses. We're going to get people in there to take a look at what we've done. We're going to audit those things. We're going to talk to all those patronage jobs that are out there to see if there's any duplication of services. We're going to centralize the purchasing department. We need to cut our expenses. That's what we need to look at first and foremost. Then, all of a sudden, hopefully, what we're able to do is we're able to get in there and reduce the tax rate, be able to do that. I just am a firm believer that you cannot look at your You cannot look at this government and not do your due diligence to make sure that we're not spending too much money. We've talked to people in the finance department, people like that. They're not able to do these audits on an extreme, like I'm talking about forensic audits, and really get in there. Those are what has to happen. Those are the things you need to do. As a business person, I want to say this because I think it's important. This is how I think we should be running government. In my business, if you go in my businesses right now, you will not see one piece of election material. There's a reason for that. Because all small businesses never ask you to fill out a form as to what your affiliation is. And the reason why that is because we need all of you. That's how we have to run government. That is the most important way to do this. There's not a side. So to your point, we've got to get all sides on board. We have to let everybody know, every department head, every person in Amherst, exactly our position so they understand what we're trying to do. Those are the goals that we have to set so people have something to look forward to going after.
You're going to have the Republicans buy shoes too, Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
slogan. You know, but you mentioned you're a business owner in Amherst, two locations in Amherst.
Three locations, yeah.
And, you know, what do you say about how Amherst is as for businesses? Is Amherst?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Versus the way it sits now, a business-friendly town in Western New York.
I think they make it difficult. I took over another part of my property on Transit Road. It took me forever to get the permit. We need to look at that stuff. We need to make it easier for people to do their job. I asked a developer one time, what can I do for you? They said, save me 2 weeks. I said, what are you talking about? Save me 2 weeks for simple people in our plazas to get them in. Save us a month in these larger projects. Now, just think about that for a minute. Every day that we take to make this more difficult or the process is harder, people are discouraged. We got to change that. We have to look at those things. You have to look at procedures. You have to look at expenses. This is the stuff that you make to make it and encourage people. Here's another thing. I want to make sure that we get out. I told you this earlier. I want to get out and I want to start broadcasting about all new businesses that open up in Amherst. I want people to know about all these businesses. I want to encourage it. I want to make an information channel where people know everything that's going on in Amherst because we've lost that. We've lost like our heart and we need to do that more of that.
You know, I can't remember if I asked earlier in the campaign about this, but I remember a year or so ago, there was the old plaza on Main Street near Harlem Road. There was a dance studio in there, an M&T Bank back in the day, and they tore it down to put, I believe they're putting an apartment complex there right in Snyder. And, I mean, we had a lot of people calling in saying, I don't want this right outside my neighborhood, an apartment complex. I don't want this building torn down. It looks like they went forward with it. Have you heard anything about that while going door to door? Has anyone brought up that project? Because it seems like it happened and all the fuss around it kind of went away with it.
Well, the problem is, remember it, when it's over, it's over. So now they have to deal with this situation. But think about this. Why are we not having more of those people involved? We talk about transparency. There are a number of projects that are going on out there. If the developer's not taking the time to talk to the residents beforehand, I mean, before you start this stuff, go and talk to them. Then people get disgruntled. They get upset because they don't feel like they're a part of the process. That's exactly something that you're talking about. Okay. Now you go up and people go, oh, I can't believe they put this here. It's already up. Yeah. Then they feel like their voice isn't heard. We got to switch that, Joe. I mean, that's the problem. People got to feel like they're part of this and they've got to be involved. You can't discourage them at town board meetings when they come up and talk to you. I mean, the lack of respect for the residents, it's unbelievable. That's the kind of stuff we have to change.
Now, you've been campaigning with the two running for town board, trying to make a full switch in the town of Amherst. I know, Dan, we've talked about this numerous times on the air, but I mean, it is interesting, and Carl Calabrese and I have talked about this, how Amherst has changed over the last 20 years. But you told me you do sense some type of shift, as we saw nationally, a shift in Amherst.
I do. I feel like people are ready for a change. And remember, all three of us, myself, Mary, and John, we are non-politicians. We're coming in here because we want to. We don't have any dog in this boat, except that we live here. We want a better place to be. So for us, I think that people are embracing that. I also think it's just time for a change. I think people have recognized the fact that, okay, we've done 8 years here. We've done 8 years with a completely Democratic board, completely Democratic supervisor. And I think people are saying both parties have their issues. We know this nationally, but on a local level, we are the people that are, we can make a difference and we can see it. And I think people can see that in the amount of how much we've worked on. Between the three of us, we have probably done over 23,000 homes.
Wow.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's an incredible feat that we've done. But that's because we wanted people to know that we're really there for them. We want to hear you. And let me tell you something. What you hear on the street is much different than what the people in politics or in charge really, their perceptions, they're completely wrong. Go talk to people and you'll really get to understand it.
You know, Amherst obviously has its issues, that's what we're talking about. If you were to be elected, you have to deal with Erie County, and that's a whole nother animal. Obviously you're looking at winning on Tuesday first, but have you considered what that would be like working with Erie County?
We're going to work with them, obviously. Look, this noise that happens during politics is very new to me because I'm not a politician. Right. And the issue is that we got to work with the county, obviously. But there needs to be a mutual understanding of what Amherst stands for and what we want. And I am sure that Mark and I will work well together and I'll work well with the county legislature. I get it. But the point is that I think we could set an example. And I mean this. I think that on a national level, we've got these things going back and forth. On a state level, we've got all this stuff going back. On a town level, we could set the example. We could get along. with people. We could work with the Democrats, work with the conservatives, work with the blanks, work with the Republicans. We can work together. And I have no ill feelings towards Mark and the county. All I want to do is I want to make sure Amherst is taken care of. I want to make sure we get what we say we're going to get. We do what we need to do. And we understand that we're a community that needs to watch our dollars, make sure that we give back to the residents who've worked so hard to live in this place, and do everything we can. If we come out with that, I would hope that they're willing to work as well, because it doesn't matter about Democrat or Republican. Mark Poloncar is a Democrat. He represents us all. So that should be his goal, just like this will be my goal.
All right, Dan, we have a few hours left of early voting on this Sunday. And then you got Monday off of voting. Doesn't mean it's off on the campaign trail. What do these next 2 days look like as we get to Election Day?
I think that we're going to see a big push. I was telling you earlier that the early voting is up. It's up. We are over almost 4,900 votes that have been cast. In 2021, we had 3,068 or something like that. So we're already ahead without today. So I think we're going to see more people out there voting, because I think that they're, again, engaged. I also think that what we're going to see is we're going to see something where we're going to have more voters out there. I believe that we can. I think that we've energized. But I think we've energized all. And what I mean by that is, during the primary, I was going to Republican households. After the primary, I've been going to blanks and Democrats. That's been my focus, because I want people to realize that we're not just one party. We're every party. And I'm telling you, they were just as engaged, more engaged. Right. And we had these banterings, and we talked, but it was great. So I think you're going to see more of these people engaged and ready to go out.
Well, Dan, it's been great talking with you on the trail. And I'm telling you, I told you this off the air. You know, I'm really passionate about politics, but you got to be a different kind of crazy to want to jump in this. I mean, you got a great business, and you're like, hey, I want to make Amherst great, and I give you all the credit in the world. I give anyone credit, regardless where you're running. I give anyone credit that wants to put themselves through what you guys have to go through. But it's been great talking with you, and I look forward to talking with you even more, including on Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate being here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.